My name is Leah Gordon, and I'm from the Center on Gender Equity and Health at University of California, San Diego. And today I'm going to be presenting a bit of an expanded analysis than is in the abstract. It's on developmental threats and adolescent entry to sex work at the northern Mexico border. So I first want to say I have no financial relationships to disclose. And I wanted to start off by going over the two components of the UN's definition for sex trafficking, the first being forced or coerced entry to sex work, and the second being entry to sex work under the age of 18. So research in multiple global contexts has demonstrated that female sex workers who have been victims of sex trafficking face elevated risks for HIV. And although these two populations are related, women who enter through force or coercion and women who enter under the 18 are not the same population. They actually face really different patterns for risk on violence and HIV. So for the purposes of this presentation, I'm really going to be focusing on those women who enter under the age of 18 or adolescent entry to sex work. So moving now to the U.S.-Mexico border, sex work in this region is quasi-legal and socially tolerated. And from my experience working in the red light districts of the two largest cities in the U.S.-Mexico border, Tijuana and Ciudad Juarez, sex work is very common there. It's very out in the open. There are an estimated 9,000 female sex workers in Tijuana and 6,000 female sex workers in Ciudad Juarez. And they attract clients from all over the world. This region is also very well known for cartel-related violence. And although that violence has been dropping off since 2012, we continue to see anecdotal reports of cartels' involvement in sex trafficking, as well as large numbers of adolescents in sex work in this region. And this is just one recent article I pulled a couple days ago from a Mexican newspaper that says trafficking controlled 70% by drug cartels. So given the fact that adolescents and sex work are such a vulnerable population, in order to develop targeted prevention programs, we really need to be understanding the factors that are associated with adolescent entry to sex work. So currently, we just don't have the data to identify who are these girls who are at highest risk, especially in Latin America. So the objectives of this presentation are first to describe the prevalence of adolescent entry to sex work among female sex workers in Tijuana and Ciudad Juarez, and second, to determine individual level developmental factors associated with adolescent entry to sex work among female sex workers in this region. So I want to introduce the study that this data came from. It is a mixed methods R01 study that was funded by the NIH. The PI is Dr. Jay Silverman. So it's nested within a larger parent study by Dr. Kimberly Brower. And in the quantitative phase, we recruited 603 female sex workers, about 300 in each city, Tijuana and Ciudad Juarez. And we recruited them through modified time location sampling. So we were at sex venues like bars, clubs, billiard halls, massage parlors, spas, and the street. So you name it, and we were there. Each participant did a quantitative survey on sociodemographic and behavioral data, including drug use, sex practices, and sexual history. So participants also provided venous blood samples and vaginal swabs for HIV and STI testing. For the qualitative phase, we conducted 30 in-depth interviews with women, 15 in each city, and these were with women who had reported experiences of sex trafficking on the quantitative survey. So just to go over the eligibility criteria for the parent study, women had to be biologically female. They had to be age 18 years or older. So I just want to clarify that we were talking to adults who may have had experiences as adolescents in sex work. We were talking to them retrospectively about their experiences. We were not speaking to adolescents who were currently engaged in exchanging sex for money. They had to have, in the past 30 days, exchanged money for goods at least 4 times and with at least 4 clients. And this was because we really wanted to target women who were actively engaged in sex work. Sporadic sex work to make ends meet is very common in this region, and those women have a really different risk profile. They had to have lived in Tijuana or Ciudad Juarez with no plans to move and agreed to receive treatment for STIs and HIV referral. So just to give you an idea of who this population is, the median current age was 33. Almost 1 in 4 had less than a primary education, so that's elementary school in the United States. 83% completed a secondary school, and that's junior high in the United States. This region is really well known for a lot of migration, and in our study this was mostly internal migration, seeing as over 97% of our sample was born in Mexico, but almost half had reported ever migrating, and this was mostly from the southern Mexican states. So, going over our measures, my primary outcome is adolescent entry to sex work, and that's defined as entry under the age of 18. My independent variables are child drug use, defined as heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, inhalants, or amphetamine use less than 13, under 13 years old. Child sexual abuse, defined as forced sexual activity under the age of 13. Early sexual debut, defined as vaginal, anal, or oral sex under the age of 15. And 15 was the median age for sexual debut, so we use that to guide our definition. Older partner at sexual debut, so that was a participant reporting that their partner at sexual debut was 10 or more years older than them. Early marriage, so that's defined as marriage under the age of 16, and again, 16 was the median age for women who had been married in our sample, so we use that to guide our definition of early. And early pregnancy under the age of 16, and again, 16 was our median age for women who had given birth. Covariates were current age, education, study site, and migration. So I'm going to be presenting some preliminary analyses, but I want to go over what our process has looked like so far. We first created lifetime chronologies for each participant using the in-depth interviews. So this allowed us to compare patterns across the participants in terms of what did their life really look like leading up to their entry to sex work. And that was actually how we identified the independent variables that you saw in the slide before. Then we used chi-squared to look at associations between adolescent entry and each of the independent variables. We established that none of them were collinear, and for those with a p-value of less than 0.05, we included them in a multivariate logistic regression model with our covariates. Those independent variables whose p-value remained significant at the p less than 0.05 level were included in the final model I'll be presenting. So, a demographic profile of these women. We found that adolescent entry to sex work in this region was actually quite common. More than 1 in 4 women reported entering sex work under the age of 18, and more than 10% reported entering sex work under the age of 16. So just to give you a better idea of who these women are, compared to female sex workers who entered as adults, female sex workers who entered under the age of 18 are currently younger, they're less educated, and they're actually less likely to have ever migrated. So this table presents associations between adolescent entry and our independent variables. We see that while there was no statistically significant association between child sexual abuse and adolescent entry, looking at our unadjusted odds ratios, we see that there was statistically significant associations between adolescent entry and early sexual debut, older partner at sexual debut, early marriage, early pregnancy, and child drug use. So this presents our final multivariate logistic regression model, controlling for current age, education, study site, and migration. And in the final model, we see that associations remain between adolescent entry and early sexual debut, older partner at sexual debut, early pregnancy, and child drug use. So we find that these developmental threats that are really clustered around issues of reproductive and sexual health, early initiation into drug use, are associated with adolescent entry to sex work. So then we went back to our really rich qualitative data that we have. And we were really trying to contextualize these findings and understand how might these developmental threats interrelate with each other, and how might they be creating vulnerabilities to adolescent entry to sex work. So I'd like to present some quotes from our preliminary qualitative analysis, excuse me, so that you can start to understand these findings from the women themselves. So Alma is from Juarez. She was abandoned by her mother at age 5 and subsequently abandoned by her foster mother and then another foster couple. By age 8, Alma is living on the streets in the red light district and occasionally working as a maid. Here, she meets a much older man, and here she describes her first sexual experience. "Yeah, I was 11 years old. He said that he was going to marry me, that I wasn't going to have to pass through this again, that I wasn't going to have to sleep in the streets anymore, that everything was going to change. And he took me to a hotel room, one of those cheap ones, and so I had my first sexual experience with him, and I didn't like it. He was like 20 years old. And then after, I realized that it was wrong, because he only used me. He only had relations with me that one time, and then after, I never saw him again. So then I said, well, from now on, it's just going to be for money." And Alma entered sex work at the age of 12. So many Estima participants were already vulnerable girls who were taken advantage of by older men. So the next participant I'm going to talk to you about is Alejandra. So Alejandra is a participant from Tijuana. She was raped by her neighbor and got pregnant. And here she tells us what happened in her household after her father found out. "My father, instead of helping me, he kicked me out of the house. He hit me and kicked me out. I went to the streets, to the sidewalks. Well, I didn't have anything to. I had nothing to lose, only my life. And, well, I really needed my family's help. And, well, they didn't help me. And, well, I decided to stay with the woman who introduced me to sex work." And Alejandra started exchanging sex for money at the age of 14. So Estima participants describe facing disapproval and judgment and rejection from their parents or other relatives after becoming pregnant as young adolescents. Girls report being kicked out of their house by their family, dropping out of school, and pressure to support themselves financially in the absence of help from a partner or parents. So the last participant I'm going to share with you is Camila. Camila describes to us using drugs for the first time while living with a woman she met on a bus. She met this woman as she had just been kicked out of her family's home after getting pregnant by a much older man who eventually abandoned her. She says, "I started to use crystal meth when I got to that house. I was with like 5 boys who were her sons. Don't you want some? Come on, for your hardships. But I was chiquilla, or young. And well, I did what they told me. And while trying that, you realize that you want more and then more. Well, she brought me to accompany her to a bar. Don't you want more of what you smoked? I tell her, yeah, why not? If you work in sex work, you will get more money to buy more." And Camila entered sex work at the age of 14. As we were exploring these developmental threats qualitatively, the theme arose of homelessness or being kicked out of your family's home. Once these girls are living on the street, there is no safety net for them in Mexico. They become vulnerable to exploitation and may see entering sex work as their only option. So now I want to go over some of the limitations and also our next steps moving forward. So the biggest limitation that I want to acknowledge is that given the current quantitative analysis, we cannot establish that these developmental threats are pre-trafficking vulnerabilities. So did women get pregnant and then enter sex work, or did they enter sex work and then get pregnant in the context of sex work? So our next steps are to revise the analysis and recode each independent variable as either prior or post-entry and then rerun our statistical tests. And of course, I'm happy to talk to anyone about how we're planning on doing this after the presentation. Additionally, as we move forward, we will be continuing to explore qualitatively how homelessness or a lack of a safety net may relate to these developmental risks, developmental threats, and put girls at risk. So in conclusion, I want to reiterate that we really need to understand which girls are at highest risk in order to develop targeted prevention programs. This analysis demonstrates that child drug use, early sexual debut, older partner, at sexual debut, early pregnancy, are all associated with adolescent entry to sex work in Tijuana and Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. And finally, I want to say that a lack of a safety net for vulnerable girls can put them at risk for being sexually exploited. And I think that this has implications in Mexico's really inadequate sex education, as well as access to family planning for young adolescents. So finally, I want to acknowledge the PIs for this project, Dr. Jay Silverman and Dr. Kimberly Brower, the amazingly brave Estima study participants, the Estima field team, as well as the funding that we received from the NIH and CIFAR. Thank you very much, and here's our contact information if you have any questions.